5.23. Interview with an advertising executive. Part 3.
With all the technology, viral advertising, etc., do you think billboards and TV commercials have had their day?
Have billboards and TV commercials had their day? You know what? I don't think so. I mean, I can tell you empirically, I can tell you rationally, that 75% of all media dollars is spent on broadcast. And I know it's like courant to say, I don't have a TV or I never watch TV, but people do. The fact is, TV viewership is at an all-time high. So I don't think TV is dead. And I don't think billboards will be, you know, something as kind of passé as a billboard will be dead as long as, like, the highways are crowded. Because you got a captive audience. And until we can kind of pixelize ourselves and beam ourselves to work, I think there'll be billboards. I mean, they can be effective.
As a consumer, and obviously as an advertiser, does advertising influence the decisions you make?
Yeah, you know, I'm very susceptible to advertising. I think because I tend to notice it. You know, I think I'm very sensitive to stuff that isn't true. But when I see something that's well crafted and appeals, I think, to both my head and my heart, you know, I think I register those things.
Is there an existing advertising campaign you wish you'd come up with? And why do you think it is so effective?
Is there an existing advertising campaign? Yeah, that I wish I did. There's a few. I think the stuff that is being done for Nike, just in general, for 30 years has been exemplary. You know, they tapped into a mindset and they made everyone feel like they were athletic, and they became kind of the gold standard, and they rarely hit a false note. Same thing with Apple, though people are distressed in the industry about the latest direction Apple's been taking, which seems less sincere.
Why do you think the Apple campaign is so effective?
You know, Apple took, I think Apple is effective because they looked at an industry and they said, here's what's wrong with the industry. And everything that that industry does, we're going to do differently. So that industry, for years and years and years and years, is talking about speeds and feeds. And they're talking about 697 megahertz and 4 megabytes of RAM or gigabytes of RAM, whatever it is. And Apple just said, it works. And what they did was they said, you want to be creative. This machine makes you creative. And they simplified. They simplified, they were compelling, and they never lied.